This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Remember when Aaron Gordon said this when the Nuggets got eliminated?
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day, regardless if you go seven games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just two days, I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be just a better product on the floor, just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
Okay, are we buying this? And the reason we're asking is there's a quote that Yahoo's Tom Haberstroh got from Steve Kerr. And I want to throw this out there and see if y'all want to bite on this or how it makes you feel. Because most Warrior fans I know, whether they think you would have beat Minnesota without Steph, or even if it's just that you had a shot, most Warrior fans I know believe that the final wrap of the season can be sort of described in one sentence. Steph Curry got hurt. And there's really no further analysis needed at this point. So here's the quote. Haberstroh wrote, it's Kerr's belief that the schedule was a significant factor to blame in Curry's injury. It was Curry's third playoff game in 5 days, with travel in between all three games. With the season on the brink, Kerr leaned on the two-time MVP for 42 minutes in Game 6 in San Francisco and a game-high 46 minutes in Game 7 in Houston. And then they traveled again, getting up to Minnesota. So Kerr then stated to Haberstroh that this was a conversation he had with Rick Celebrini. For those of you who don't know who that is, that's basically the body and health guy who makes the decisions for the Warriors. And Kerr said, absolutely, Celebrini responded emphatically with the idea of if the frequency of games had anything to do with this injury. And Kerr said Celebrini told him, quote, 100%. If he had an extra day or two, and we can't prove this, but I have no doubt, based on our understanding of the scientific literature, that the hamstring injury was the result of inadequate recovery and fatigue, end quote. How does that grab you?
It grabs me in two ways. One, okay, it's the medicine and it's the science of it, and I'll buy it, but the other piece of it is, you look at what all the other players did, and they didn't all suffer those injuries, and it's because Steph Curry is 37 years old. That is, for me, the more telling part of it. I was just going back to the 2015 playoffs when they faced the Rockets, and they played every other day through five games, and Steph Curry logged between 33 and 40 minutes in all those games, and he was 10 years younger. So for me, it's more of an age issue than it is, like, it's not absolutely telling that if you play that frequently, you're automatically going to get hurt, because Draymond didn't get hurt and Jimmy Butler didn't get hurt. And Denver, they played seven games and they turned right around and had to take on OKC and Jokic and Murray. And those guys didn't get hurt either. Russell Westbrook didn't get hurt. So for me, yeah, Steph Curry got hurt probably because he was playing too much basketball in a short amount of time. To me, the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is the fact that he's 37 years old. That is a bigger factor for me than the frequency of games.
Aaron Gordon's only 29. He's not even 30 yet.
Right.
Which is surprising, by the way. I feel like Aaron Gordon's been around forever.
He'll be 30 in September. I just looked it up. And he got hurt. He got hurt in game six, and he actually was able to go out there and play through it in game seven.
I mean, but he's asking for the same thing. In theory, I mean, they got hurt in the same series. Steph in game one, Aaron in game six. Same round.
Right. Gordon essentially played five more games, and then he got hurt.
Right.
I don't think that he's wrong, and if the science indicates it, yeah, it makes perfect sense. So how do you want to fix it? Does the league really want to fix it and make it so these games are more spread out? And if they do, are players going to be open to starting the season in late September to accommodate it? Because you and I have talked about this. I don't know if there's ever been a league that has intentionally decided to play fewer games. The NBA is not going to go away from 82 games.
No. The owners are not giving up money for anything.
And they're not giving up playoff games.
Right.
We're not going to go back to best of five in the first round, because best of seven means more games, more money.
Well, and here's just the unfortunate reality of sports, especially when we're talking about an all-time great who we love. Because I would love to sit here today and back Steph Curry. And by the way, I want to make sure that it's very clear, Steph has not said anything on this. Aaron Gordon spoke publicly. Steve Kerr shared a conversation that he had with Rick Celebrini. Nobody's whining here. Okay, if you want to say that Gordon is, you can. The Warriors are not out in the public saying, this can't be. No one did that. They're just sharing that Rick Celebrini said that he believes the number of games and the travel in between definitely led to this. And I don't know if the word has caused it, but definitely left Steph vulnerable for this. So that's where the Warriors stand. Here's kind of where I stand. The unfortunate reality of sport is this. If you want more days off, you got to earn them. That's all there is to it. And I remember sitting with you inside Chase Center. You were wearing a jersey, and we were getting ready for game six against the Houston Rockets. And then that freaking guy Steiny started singing, Phil Collins. And I knew we were in trouble, because that's the death song. That's literally the Grim Reaper's theme song, as far as Warrior home elimination games. But anyway, I digress. What did we say that day, Dibs? I said, this is the game that will decide if the Jimmy Butler trade, which is already a double, this is the day that will decide if it's a home run. Because I think that this is the day that's going to determine whether or not the Warriors have a really legitimate shot at the Western Conference Finals or not. And there's no way to point to one specific game, but that was their opportunity. That was the day that they could have earned extra rest. So I have a hard time with any idea of, you know, blaming the world or the schedule or whatever for the fact that he played 46 minutes in game seven. Game seven never should have happened. You should have won game six. You have them in your building with full health and an opportunity to close the series out, and you didn't do it. And that was the day that I believe the Warriors lost their ability to move forward in the playoffs. I know they won the series, but they needed to win game six, not game seven.
Yeah, when you have an older team, you're going to want to have additional rest. That way you don't get yourself into a situation where you've got to chase and push and push. And that's what happened with Steph Curry. And I just wonder if, you know, the people who do all the research about the medicals, if they go back in time. And I was just thinking about 1995, the Houston Rockets, and they went on to win the championship, the second of two that they won back to back. And I'm just looking at the game log. They took on Phoenix in the second round. They played May 9th, 11th. Then they go back home and they play Phoenix back to back days, the 13th and 14th. Then they go to Phoenix and play on the 16th, back to Houston on the 18th, back to Phoenix on the 20th. Seven game series over the course of 12 days. Jeez. And then, okay, you beat Phoenix, including one overtime. Then you go Monday at San Antonio and you play every other day. So is it a new phenomenon that players are no longer able to play with this frequency? And just glancing at some of these box scores, overtime in game five, Hakeem Olajuwon played 50 minutes. Yep. Barkley played 50 minutes. Kevin Johnson played 50 minutes. So what has changed in the human body? Do players play harder now?
That's a good question.
And therefore they're more vulnerable to get injured?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know what happened here. I mean, I get the science behind it, but then again, it was happening back then, and seemingly I feel like injuries happen more now than they did back then, while guys are playing less. So, no, I don't get it. Dale in Walnut Creek wants to weigh in. Hi, Dale. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. I just want to weigh in specifically with regard to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He's always logged the Curry injury. He's always logged, I'm told, more miles than any other player in the league. He certainly logs a hell of a lot. But they were easier miles back when he had Klay Thompson because he couldn't get double teamed. He played in the Olympics. He's carrying the team literally on his shoulders. If you look at the games, he's always double teamed, and that didn't used to be the case. So I think age is the foundation. It's the irrefutable factor. But then, you know, with regard to Steph, yeah, he could have used a day off. He's playing at a remarkable level given what he's asked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need
to do. So that's just my take on it. I think that when he had, you know, another great shooter, they couldn't double team him as much. Certainly they had Durant and Klay. They couldn't double team him as much. So I think that should at least be taken into consideration. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Dale, thanks. Yeah. I mean, it's completely fair. I mean, how many years are we from now load management in the playoffs?
I mean, you
win game one in Minnesota, send them home.
Yeah.
Send them home. Get ready for game three.
Or even up 3-1 against Houston.
Like, it sounds ridiculous. Is it that crazy? If this is how you feel, win game one and send them home.
You go up 2-0 and then you don't play them in game three. You're right, because if you earn the split.
You won the road game on the road, game one, both series. Send them home.
Yeah, you just shut him down. Yeah, the league would be...
By the way, if you want the league to act, that's how you do it. Because you're right.
Right.
They're the ones who would freak out.
No doubt. Yeah. I just think that Dale had a great call. It's partly the age, and he mentioned the Olympics, and I don't know if the accumulation of all of the basketball he played, and he did not have the offseason. So you grind all summer to win gold, you turn right around, and you play a full year, and he played 70 games this year.
Yep.
So he didn't, he didn't have a whole month where he just got to chill like he did in 2022.
Sponsored by Ceramani Ford, we'll take more of your phone calls on this. Do you in some way feel like the playoff structure, the frequency, needs to change?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.